Hi, Lori. This is Gisella Hughes, and I am interviewing myself on the MUN project reflection. All right, so question number one, what are the skills and or knowledge that you will carry with you from this project? How has this project changed your behaviors and or thinking? So I really enjoyed this project. It brought me to understand other countries throughout crises, and it helped me think about other countries other than the United States of America, which I found really relaxing and really exciting because there's a whole world out there, and most of us only pay attention to this one country. So I thought it was so fun to collaborate with other people and just learn and understand a viewpoint from a different belief or culture. And I really enjoyed it. And if I were to do this again, or if I had a time machine and could go back to the start of the semester, what would I do differently? I realize that researching your country's culture, beliefs, government system, like, that helps a lot. That helps you build a sturdy, like, foundation so you can go off of those beliefs. And I would change, like, my personal beliefs because I incorporated them a lot within my research and amendments and resolutions. And if I were to do it again, I think that researching more and actually diving really deep into it would help me debate and show myself as India without, like, any personal beliefs, which makes it 10 times stronger and just more enjoyable because you're diving into a different country, you know, and nobody wants to hear this hippie Gisella say her beliefs about Buddhism and all this stuff. So that would be nice. And I found that the researching was the most difficult part. It was, again, not what I live in and not a country that I am familiar with. So researching and try to find reasons and relationships they have with Afghanistan and other neighboring countries was really challenging. And to not bring in my personal beliefs and what I think would make the country better. And while I can still do that and choose which side India goes, I still had to show evidence and reasons, and that comes from the bulk of researching. So that was pretty confusing for me. I actually wasn't here for the exhibition. I was really bummed about it, because I did spend a lot of time on my research and everything, and I was so excited, but my AM block was able to pass 3 resolutions, or 1, but it was definitely a success, and it was so fun getting to hear them say that they, like, passed a resolution, because what I saw in the classroom before I left was commitment and effort, and I think most of us had an awakening of, like, I really need to do this to be able to show up for my country, for this actual crisis that is happening in this world right now, and, like, to be proud of my work at exhibition. And so it was, I think the successes were because of the environment that we were in. We had a lot of time to work on this, and time paid off, and I loved it. But I think we came together in a way, not in a really, like, school-wise way. It was more in a, like, United Nations way. Like, we were united, and we were trying to solve a real-life problem that is very devastating. But I know that, like, my class is fully capable of work, like, Model UN. And I really enjoyed this project. I hope for future students that they enjoy it as well and take it into their viewpoint, so they're not just thinking about every single day life in Colorado, in the United States. Like, it helped me. It made me want to go explore. It made me want to branch out and see different cultures. And that's just important to be a human, you know, is to, like, find and explore. So, really appreciated this project. Thank you again, Lori. Thank you.